morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Stephen Dutzman, and I am your host, as always. I'm also the founder of EngageFamilyGaming.com. That is a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-hosts come together to give everyone the information they need to get their family game on. It is a rainy, garbage Tuesday here in Connecticut, and what better way to start a couple of days of talking about, you know, turning off screens as part of screen-free week, and you know, get to celebrate with a nice cold rainy day. What are you gonna do, right? So it's screen-free week. That is from April 29th. Which is yesterday, through May 5th, which is Sunday. And what this is you go to screenfree.org. It is a week that is intended to encourage people to remember different things that they can do other than use their screens. I think this is important. You know, I've certainly talked about this in the past, where, you know, I am not anti-screens. I don't think screens are bad, but I think balance is important, right? Like, I think that you got to be outside playing soccer or, you know, something like that just as much as you're playing Fortnite. Obviously, that balance doesn't need to be enforced on a daily basis, right? I mean, it's freezing outside today and it's rainy and it's gross. Today would be a perfect day to kind of hang out inside. But also there's other non-screen based activities that can be done on a daily basis. We can enjoy board games together. People should read. You know, I think a lot of these things are important. I don't talk about them a lot. You know, specifically I don't talk about, you know, reading and, you know, the importance of, you know, kind of other activities like that very often, just because they're not in our wheelhouse as far as coverage goes, right? We cover games. However, I think this balance is important, and that's really what Screen Free Week is about. Specifically, what it is it is a week of encouraging people to take an activity that they would have done using what they refer to as an entertainment screen, which means you can't use screen-free week to get out of doing your job or doing your homework. But they basically encourage you to take that time you would have spent watching a screen and turn it into something else. Read a book, play a board game. And I agree with that. And I think the thing I wanted to talk about today very briefly is just the idea. I don't know why I had never thought of it, but the idea of referring to them as entertainment screens. And really it just lends more support to the idea that screen time as a term is kind of useless nowadays, right? Because there are different, you know, there are screens everywhere. We have billboards that are screens. But context matters so much more than it ever did before in regards to screens, because there are so many different uses. And I think we can all agree that there are various different risk factors that go along with spending time just watching YouTube unattended versus Skyping with your grandmother. Referring to them as screen time, they are both the same thing. But I think anyone listening to this podcast can agree that that's not necessarily the same thing. They do different things. You know, one of them is all about communicating and talking to someone you care about and making use of this wizardry that we have access to talk to people and make connections with people that we can't necessarily, you know, talk to you every day. Whereas another is, you know, very risky because you really never have any idea what kind of user-generated content is on the other side of the screen. So the idea of referring to them as entertainment screens and kind of differentiating between those things, I think that there's certainly something to be said about that. The idea that they have here is specifically they talk about Screen Free Week is not about going without. Because the people that run screenfree.org, and this is one of the reasons why I really want to support this, I found out about it relatively late. But so we'll probably be covering it and participating with it a bit more next year. But the reason that I can kind of get behind Screen Free Week is that it is not about cutting electronic screens entirely out of your life. It really is about making small, careful decisions that, that are pretty minor, really, when you think about it. It might be, hey, you know what? Maybe I know you get home from school, finish your homework, and you immediately, you know, jump on Fortnite for, you know, 45 minutes. Maybe today, maybe you read a book. Maybe you play a board game with your brother or something like that. You know, maybe instead of as a family, maybe you watch wrestling on Monday nights. And maybe during this week, maybe you just take that time and, you know, play Commander. Or, you know, something like that, right? These are small decisions that you can make that are just encouraging different habits and encouraging different ideas. They have a whole list of resources. If you go to screenfree.org and click the resources link, they actually have a list of 100 different activities that you can do during Screen Free Week. I actually looked at some of them. I completely forgot that on the 3rd, which is Friday, is Dr. Seuss Day, which is, I completely forgot. I'm really bad at remembering the fact that there is a day every day, but how cool would that be to just kind of look up your favorite Dr. Seuss books, or, you know, because those are just so goofy, and just, especially if you have young kids, you know, they might miss out on some of those because they're reading other stuff. So yeah, it's Screen Free Week. And this is just a quick podcast as I drive in this gross, gross day, encouraging you sometime during this week, sometime between now and Sunday, I encourage everybody to take one activity, one thing you would have done that would have involved an entertainment screen. We're going to start small with EFG. Let's take one thing that would have been a screen-based activity and switch it up. And let us know in the community. I'd love to hear what you have to say about it. Until next time, I'm going to finish my ride to work. Everybody's driving crazy. No one knows how to drive in the rain, apparently. So I will talk to you all tomorrow. Until next time, don't forget to get your family game on. We'll talk soon. Bye.